this was the plan all along when you were just a little itty bitty kid going through junior golf and high school and everything. College golf, that it was top of the list, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's for sure. That was always one goal I had growing up, was to be able to play college golf, and I reached that goal, and I'm super proud of that.
Still got a spring season. I'm sure you're looking for the spring season, aren't you?
Yes, I am. We're going to be putting in a lot of work and hopefully make some noise at state.
Yeah. Hastings College, what about this school? There's a lot of good golf schools, but what was best about this one?
I'd say it was close to home, and they have great facilities and a lot of competitive team. I just wanted to go somewhere I could compete and do the best.
And they're coming off. They had a good fall season. You've got a chance to know the coaches a little bit more. A lot of competition. It's not easy to break in that lineup, is it?
No, it's super hard, but with Coach Good and Coach Escalera, I feel like they can help me out, and we can reach the top spots there.
So going into your spring season as a senior, what do you feel like you've gotten better at, maybe from last year to this year, or what do you need to get better at?
I would say I've got better at just being consistent in my game. Mm-hmm. And probably putting was one thing, but just being consistent the whole round.
I know Coach Weimer talked about you got four guys coming back from state tournament team last year. You guys want to make a run, would love to make a run and push for a team title this year, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I feel like we have a great team coming back, and with an addition of Grady Erickson, I feel like we could make a run for state and hopefully win.
You're in the middle of basketball season right now. No, actually, not in the middle. We're toward the downward slide a little bit, coming off a great football year. Your senior season's pretty good, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. We haven't really lost in much. Mm-hmm. Basketball is going good, and football went 10-1, so hopefully have another good golf season and end it with a bang.
Yeah, your year as a quarterback was pretty good. You kind of like that position, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Football is just one of the best things for it. It just teaches you toughness, and that kind of transitions to golf, too.
Academics, what are you going to be studying down there?
I think I'm going to go down there and study agribusiness.
Okay. That kind of runs in the family, doesn't it, a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Hopefully come back and help on the farm and start farming in this area.
So that plan's already in place. It could change. You never know in 4 years what's going to happen. But the plan is, right, you'd like to come home and be around here again, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. Basketball, you got some big games coming up. You got Wallace coming up on Friday. You've got postseason. You feel like, hey, we can get – let's punch our ticket. Let's make a run here and see what we can do.
Yeah, we have a couple tough games coming up, but I feel like with – playing tough games, that'll help us go into districts and then make a run for state.
Now, you've been out playing golf already, haven't you? When it's 70 degrees, of course you are, right?
I know it hasn't been cold this winter, so it's been nice to be able to get out and golf.
All right. You've been going to Heritage Hills? Where you been going?
Heritage Hills mostly, and then we have a simulator at our house that we can hit on to.
Yeah. I mean, true, you got to, you know, you can't use carts and right now. I don't think yes, at Heritage Hills, but you got to walk it. But big deal, you got to walk in spring too, don't you?
Yeah, actually walking Heritage Hills helps you out a lot for the golf season, gets you in good shape.